We are on Daf Ches Amed Aleph. Taisvis and the Taisvis, the Master Shalibna Ba'ur. Gemara asked Akasha, how can one use a sakin that was Mishamshi Abedazore? Is Shamnunis the Isure? So the Gemara says, Libna Ba'ur. Taisvis had Akasha. The Gemara in Sochim says that by Pesach you can kasher sakinim bereischen. You can kasher with hagolet. And here it says you need libun. So Teisves said one teretz that's we stopped yesterday, that there it's speaking about a terebola. By a terebola, hagola is sufficient, just like by noisa, hagola is sufficient, even though there was a blia yedei ha'ur, and he was speaking about isurebola. Now, let us continue in Taisis. V'hoid oimer Rabbeinu Tam, tohoche ubetesef ta'ayri besakinim gedoylem. That what it says, that you need libun, Argemore, in Teshish Bodana Tesefte, Hashpudim, Vaskelois, Vasakinim, Melabnam Bo'u, is speaking about Sakinim Gdoilim, Shetzoilim Behem Bosa. You roast meat with them, so there is a Bliya al Yedehu. So therefore, since it's a Bliya al Yedehu, so you need Dafke Libut. I'll prove to you that we're speaking about Sakinim Gdoilim. The Kachoshev Lu Betesefta Bahadi Shpudin Vaskalois. So Shpudin Vaskalois Azicha, Shpudim is a spit. And these are Kalim which Tashmishon Al Yedehu. So, and it says Sakinim together with them, so we're speaking about Sakinim Gedoilim, that Tashmishim al Yedei Ha'esh, and therefore, if you want to kasher them, you need Libo. Keboiloi kach peltei. Avol Sakini de Pische, the Gemorim Psochim, that says that Hagol is sufficient, Mayri Bektanim, speaks about small Sakinim. Small Sakinim, the shimush is not al yedei ha'ur. You use it, you can cut a piece of meat, which is in a klisheini, which has a din, like a klirishin, so hagola beklirishin will help. Fine. Now, vahasakinim yishonim sha'onu loikrin min ha'iv dei kechov. Now, they used to buy knives, small knives from Goyim. They used to kasher them. Now, how do you kasher these small knives? Now, we just said before, a small knife, the hagola is sufficient. If we want to use these knives, we have to make libum. Why? The small knives have another use. That's true. The main use is, it's used in a kli sheni, in a kli rishen, which hagola should help. But it is sometimes used to be misakin a ner, that chaylev is the fuel that the ner is burning with. And they stick in this knife to fix the nail. No, so I got a bliya al yedei ha'ur. Number one. The gamma habchin ben bosar al gabi gecholim. Sometimes they'll take these small knives and they mahapach bosar al gabi gecholim. No, so that is already tashmishoy al yedei ha'ur. V'chaytchem. Others don't bring down this v'chaytchen. Abol Kaponim, the Rivam said that we have to take into consideration the miyut tashmishim that a goy could do with his knife, and therefore we have to kasher it from that shimush. And since there are a miyut tashmishim of a sakin cotton that they use for tashmishna they also have to make libur. The Rabbi Natam said, "Kiven the ein iker tashmishon lekach." The normal usage of a small knife is not to be mahapach bosor and not to be mesaken aner. Loi chayshinon dulmi isrami va'ovetoch. You don't have to declare achzuki reyes bechdi loi marzekinen. This is a knife that the use of the normal usage of the knife is not a yideo. Maybe the guy could have used it tashmisha yideo. One doesn't have to clear. So b'meile, you just make hagole and finished. One mahalach. Then the Rabbi Natan says another mahalach. Va'oi. Afilu isrami vishtamish boy al yideho. Let us say, taka, the way the Rivam says, that, not yichash. You know clearly that was nishtamish al yideho. Now, something that's mishtamish al yideho, you need libun. Sagi bagola. Hagola is also good. Why is hagola good? The choma she soifoi lifloit al yedei roischen poilet ba'gola rishayne. So the Marsha explains this Rabbeinu Tam, Amirnike kula de Rabbeinu Tam, et Rabbeinu Tam said like this. We're buying knives from a goy. Now I know Take, he used it a few times to roast meat al haish. I know that. Fine. I'm not gonna roast meat al haish. I'm just going to use it as a poshet kitchen knife. I'm just going to use it with a klisheni, with a klirishin. I won't use it aleish. Why won't I use it aleish? Because I know if I want to use it aleish, I'll have to make libun. Libun is a difficult procedure. When I buy a knife from a goy, I buy the knife, I'm only going to use it on the klirishin or klishen. I won't use it aleish. Fine. So for a klirishin and a klisheni, hagola helps. The hagola that I make takes whatever, keboiloi kach putoi, that means whatever can go in, let us understand. There's a bliya that goes into the doifnei akeli, through hagola, that means it's you put it in the klirishim. There's a bliya that goes into the doifnei akeli. That bliya will come out with hagola. There's a deeper bliya that goes into the keli when I'm mishtamish beish. That bliya will not go out with hagola 100%. But if I'm not going to use it to roast meat with it, so that bliya, that's going to remain in the keli, it'll never go out, because whatever goes out with hagola, I made hagola already. That bliya that remains in the sakim, let it remain there. Loy lambot. But it'll never come out. I'm not going to roast with it. That's what the Masha says. I know that I can't use this knife for roasting, because I know I got it from a goy, and I know the goy roasted with it, and I don't want to make libum. That is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. The chom asher soifei lifloit al yedei roischen. Whatever will come out, that means when I'll use this knife to cut my meat, not aleish, is pilot bagola rishon, that agola took care of, and I won't use it, tashmishe aleish, because I know that I didn't kasher it for that. So memela, so that's why we don't have to be so frum and make libel. Ve'ein zediyuk. So Tosfos says, this is not so poshut what the Rabbeinu Tam said. The Gdilma, kiven shenishtamish boy al yedei ha'u, since there was a shimish al yedei ha'u, so lemaisa we have here a bliya asura in the sakin, and yoytze midei doifye la'oylam b'hagola b'loy libun, upoyle tomid b'chol hagoloysa. So Tosfos says, it could be you have a bliya, that the Hagola cannot take it out completely because it's a deep bliya that came in through age, but it can come out eventually. That means you have a bliya there that Hagola is not a sure machshir because it came into an oven that's stronger than Hagola, but it can't come out to Bislach. That means Kiseido, when you're making, that means if you make Hagola 20 times, I got news for you. Each time, there'll come out a little bit of that bliya. You have a bliya there that will come out. It never comes out completely. So Memele, by making one Hagola and then saying Shalom al Yisrael, and I'll use this knife for a Kli Rishon, he says, you're not accomplishing anything. Because Lemaise, because Lamaisa, there is still a bliya in this knife, and every time you use it, some of the bliya will come out. And Tosfos says, I'll prove to you that there's such a concept. Midi dahava aklicheres loisagi le bahagola. The Gemara says that if a person is a klicheres, hagola doesn't help. So, how do we understand the Gemara? That Hagola cannot be maflit all the bliyas in the klicheres. Fine! So whatever comes out, comes out. And whatever doesn't come out with the first Hagola will remain there. So why can't I use the klicheres? So you see there is such a concept that it does not come out at once. It is such a keli that all the bliyas cannot come out at once, but they'll come out slowly and eventually. So memela could be the same thing, something that had a bliya al yedei ha'esh. So and you'll make hagola on it. So lemaise, the hagola will not take out the complete bliya. And whenever you'll be using it with a Kli Rishon, it will be maflit this bliya. Itma. Now on the Chesamet Beis. Hashoichet besakin shel oivdei koichove. Before we were talking about a shoychet besakin shel avoidas keichomim, which meant I was talking about a sakin that was used to be makrif korbonis for avoidas zor, it was meshamshe avoidas zor, which was osabano. That's what we're speaking about till now. Now we're speaking about another case. A person goes over to a goy, and he takes a sakin from a goy, which is not kosher. Now, what's the din? Ashoichet besakin shel oivdei keichov. Rav Omar koylev. So Rav says, so after you finish the shchita, we have to know the base hashchita was boileya. This is a sakin that's a treif in a sakin. So the base hashchita was boileya kedei klifet. That means at least the thinnest layer of basa was beileya atam shalisa, so you have to slice that off, and then you're allowed to use the behemoth. Rab omar koylev, the rabbe barbachona omar meidiach. You don't have to slice off a thin layer. You just wash off the mocking of the shechita. You just wash it off, and it's finished. Leima b'hoke miflagi. So now the Gemara says, so what's the machloikis? Rav says that there was a bliya Abli in the Beis HaShchita. And Rabbi Baba Chona says there was no Bli in the Beis HaShchita. We'll see in Rashi, so there's only a Shailov Ben. We'll see we're speaking about, according to Rashi, with a dirty sakin. We're talking about a sakin that I took from a goy. It was a dirty sakin. It has shamnunis of bosa osar on it. I shechted a behemet. So Rav says there's a bli in the Beis HaShchita. And Rabbi Baba Chona says there's no bli, it's just ben there. So wash it off and finish. So the Gemara says, Leima Baha Kemiflegi. Let us go with the Bach's Kirse. The Mar Soval Beis HaShchita Reiseyach. Rav holds that the Beis HaShchita is Reiseyach. There's heat there. And the heat of the Beis HaShchita is strong enough to be Mavliya in the Beis HaShchita Al Kaponim Kedei Klipe. Some of Melech, there's a bliya, so you have to take away that Kedei Klipe. Umar Sover, and Rabbi Baba Chana says, Beis HaShchita Tzayna, that it is not warm enough to be Mavliya into the Beis HaShchita. So Rabbi Chanan is Mevayah, and we see him in the Lashon of Rashi is also Mashma like this. There's no Machloikis B'metzias in the Chaim of the Beis HaShchita. The Beis HaShchita, there's Chaim there. There is Chaim in the Beis HaShchita. But usually we need a Chaim of Yatzei Ledes, and in the Beis HaShchita, there is not a chaim of Yatzei Ledes, but Rav holds, but the chaim that is there is sufficient to be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. The chaim that is there is sufficient to be Mavliya Kedei Klipa in the Mokeh Mashrita. Some are Mela, so you have to be Kaila. And Rabbi Baba Chanan says, no, since you don't have a chaim of Yatzei Ledes, some are Mela, it's not Mavliya. Have a look at that clip. Let's see what Rashi says. Koilei, Beis HaShchita, this is Rav. Mipnei shebolo shamnunis hasakin. It was Beileya, the shamnunis hasakin, and the Nachlas David says Rashi learned the sakin is taka dirty, and the shamnunis on the sakin, and since there is heat in the Beis HaShchita, there is a chaim, so it's mavliya in the Beis HaShchita, the shamnun is a sakin, so which is treif, so you have to take off kedei klipe. And Rabbi Baba Chana says, meidiach b'mayim. Can be meidiach b'mayim. He says, this shamnunis, which lemaise is ben. Let's forget about blias, it's ben. So on the mokei mashchita, The ishamnun is some emele, some diach b'may. So I saw an emes liyakev, Rabbi Yankev is ma'ira. Why does Rashi have to say, what does Rashi say? Mediach b'may. I mean, what is Rashi telling us? So he wants to say, maybe Rashi wants to fa'emfer the Rishonim Zakashe. The Rishonim ask Akashe, the Ran over here by us ask Zakashe, Rabbi Baba Chana said, you shechted with a dirty sakin of a goy, his treif and his shamnun is on it, shibi mediach, you have to wash it off. We'll see klo Rashi says later klo like that. That's the problem. So the Rishonim ask, you have to make hadoche because of the dam that is in the Beis HaShchita. You have to make hadoche on all meat. You have to make hadoche. So what is Rabbi Baba Chana say? Meidiach. You make hadoche. Vashteitzich you make hadoche. You have to make hadoche. Forget about this soike, shoichet besaken shaloiv de kechava. So Rabbi Yankov wants to say, could be that's pshat in Rashi. In Yeredeya it says, the hadoche that is needed when you make meliche, when you take out the dam, meipeiris are also good. A peiris are sufficient to take out of them. So that's what Rashi says. That's what that Rabbi Baba Chana wants to tell us. Here you need a doch of mayim, not the hadoche to take out the dam or to clean off the dam that is in the basar. That hadoche may peiris also helps. But the hadoche to take off the shamnunis be'en, which rubbed off on the base of Shchita, there my peiris is not good. There you need mayim. That's he wants to be mitzadet. That's pshat and Rashi. Meidiach b'mayim. Now Rashi explains that Rav holds base of Shchita reiseyach ubola, and it was b'leya de shamnunis. It was b'leya de shamnunis. And Rabbi Baba Chanan says tzoynon kloima. Ein choim beis hashchita chozak livloye. Here we see the whole sod. Rashi says there is choim. Everyone holds this choim. But this choim is not strong enough livloye to make a bliye, which Rav holds not like that. Umiyu hadoche boy. But you need hadoche. Why? Shrei niskanach bo shamnunis. But the shamnunis of that was on the sakin, it was a sakin meluchlich from a guy with shamnunis. So this rubbed off on the base of shchita. Va'af al pi shaloi nivla bebosa, even though there's no bli on the bosa, abar areyu bedafnois base of shchita, but it's on the dafnois of the base of shchita. You have the shamnunis ben. Shiyev shel doifnei hasakin beloy shamnunis. The doifnei hasakin has shamnunis. And memele it rubbed off, it was niskanech on the dfoneis beis hashchita. So this you have to take off, there's no bliye. But there's shamnunis ben. That's what Rabbi Baba Chana says. Frekte heilike Rashbe as follows. We learned on the Avchesa Medalev. We hear a psalm member of Rab Zeire, that Rab Zeire said, Libin sakin v'shochat bo, shchitosoi ksheiro. So the shchitos kosher chidud ha-koidem l'libuno, that first the chidud ha-sakin cuts the simonim, and so memela you have a shchita from a sakin. Frek the gemara v'hiket stodim, fine. The etzem chetach, that's koidem libunim. But the tzdodim touch the veishit, and the tzdodim are hot, and the tzdodim will make a nekiv in the veishit, so it should become trei. So the Gemara says, beis hashchita milvach rovach nana. As soon as you cut, the beis hashchita separates. So the tzdodei hasakin never touch the base of shchita. It just goes, it separates. So so you have nothing to worry about, it's tzodim. Frek the Rashbe, so what's shot over here? You have to make hadoche. And Rashi says, afa pishalay nivla bebosa, areyu betfon is base of shchita. Sheyev shalay daif nesakim beloy shamnunis. And God is, what are you talking about? It's spread out. As if the Rashbe. So the Rashbe says one of two terutzim. Oh, there is a raya that we don't paskin like Rab Zeire. In fact, we don't hold this yesod of beis hashchita milvach rovach. We don't paskin like Rab Zeire. That's one terutz. He says, "Rabbi Chaylik and Rab Zeire." Terutz number two is that. He says, could be that, he says, that's what the Gemara said. Milvach rovach, that means if you're shechting straight. If you're shechting straight, so memele, the stodei beis hashchita will not touch the sakim. But what if a person shechts on an angle? So if he shechts on an angle, so then he could touch the tzodei beis hashchita. That means if he's going on an angle, so he can touch the tzodei beis hashchita. So our Gemara is speaking about that he was matter the sakin, or he wasn't careful. Rab Zeira is speaking about he made a straight chatach, So that, then it won't touch the tzaddi hasakin, won't touch the tzaddi beis hashchita. But he was speaking about he made on an angle. Let us go further. So the Gemara wanted to say that's the machlekes. Rav holds the beis hashchita reiseach, and therefore it is boileya. It is boileya from the tzaddi hasakin. And Marsova beis hashchita tzaynein, so you only see niradoche. You don't need klife, niradoche from the shamlunis abe'en that was on the sack. So the Gemara says, like, it's not muchach, that's the machlekes. The kulalme beis hashchita reiseyachu. Everyone holds the beis hashchita's reiseyach. So it could be mavliya, it's reiseyach. Is man doma kailif shapir. So the one that says kailif is shapir. So, because it was mavliya in the beis hashchita, the daifne beis hashchita. O man doma meidiach, I did the three di simonim lafukidam leiboli. That means that, I saw Nisabroch alavdavke, the simonim, the boss also is gidedam. That means b'shas the shchita, the bosor is in a matzav of expelling. It's expelling the dam. So if it's in a matzav of expelling, so it can't be b'leya. So that means this is astira to b'leya. B'leya is if it's parve, it could be b'leya. That means, but if it is in the process of expelling, then it can't be b'leya. So memeo, that is why there's no b'leya in the bosor. There's no bli in the bus, so that's why you don't need klifa. It's if you only need hadoch. There's a ben on there, so for the ben you need hadoch. That's one mahalach. Ikir da amri, the kul almi beis hashchita tzayna. Could be that everyone holds that there's no chamimis to be mavliya. Man da omar meidiach shapir. So the one that says meidiach is very good. Man da oma koilev, agav duchke de sakine bolam. That means there's another sibbe that can create a bliye. Even though the chaim mitzad atzmoy is not bekoyach to be mavliye, but there's a concept of duchke de sakine. The duchke de sakine, we'll see in Taisvis together with the Chaim of the Beis Hashchita, these two combine and make Mavli. That's how Taisvis says Pshat. Tridis, let's see Rashi. Tridis simonim lafukida. Chaim beitzos dam heim asukim v'loi bebliye. So since they're in the process of expelling, they will not swallow, they will not be belay. Duchke de sakin, shem shafshefoi beboso. There's a friction with the sakin, kineged the boso. Bidoichik is bolo. Bolo. Now Rashi is going to speak kaloche. So we have here a machlokes. If a person shechted a behemoth, let's say we're talking about with a sakin meluchlech, shalein iskanech, do you need klife or is hadoche sufficient? Zogt Rashi, v'kivin d'loy ifsik hilchese, the Gemara didn't pask him, we have a machlekes, Rav Abachone, the Gemara didn't pask it. V'isura d'iraisu, we're claiming a shayla, it's an isur d'iraisu, of dina l'chumre, some email, we have to be machmer, we have to be machmer like Rav, and say that you need klife. The kaimalon b'shel teire haloich acher amachm. Period. You have to make klife. That's finished. Some email, Rashi Paskin, if the Gemara was not mevare how we hold, we have to be machma, sovik deraisa lechuma, and you have to make leaf. Finished. Fine. Now, it's the Rashi klaus a shayla. Because I know what the din is. But am I allowed l'chatchile to shecht a behemah with a sakin shel akum? And I'll make leafech, man. Big deal. Here, I have a guy that has a knife. It's a dirty knife. I'll make sheet, I'll make leafech. And is that permissible? Zikrashi umikol makim l'chatchile lo yishchait to hashoichet koma. It says, if a person shechted, so with the yebet, you can make klife. But to shecht the chatchile, to be samech, and the klife I'm going to make later, that you're not allowed to do. And the Rosh says, why not? Because you might forget. You're shechting with a treife knife, you need klife, good, and what if you forget to make klife, so you have basa also. Let's go further. Sakin treifa. Now we're talking about, let's see what Rashi says, sakin treifa, sheshochat bo treifa. That a person shechted a treifa with the sakin. Pligi bo rav ache v'ravine. Now, so you shechted had a kosher sakin. I shechted a behemah, and now I find out the behemah is treifa. So now we're going to clear about the kashrus of the sakin. Did this sakin become treifa? Do you have to kasher the sakin, or is it sufficient to clean off the sakin? Did the sakin become treifa through this shechita? Sakin treifa. Pligi bo rav ache v'ravine. It's machlokes rav ache v'ravine. Chad oma b'chamin, you have to make a gola. You have to make a gola. It was b'leya from the beis hashchita. So memela, you want to use the sakin again? You have to make a gola. V'chad oma b'tzayna. And one said that he just wash it off. Zot Rashi. V'chamin, tzorich lagilo l'sakin, mivnei shebolo shamnunis ha-treifa, was b'leya, the shamnunis of the treifa. B'tzaynon, kosovo, beis ashchino tzaynon, leibola ha-sakin, there's no b'leya, the lein is chamin. There's not enough chaim to be mavliya in the sakin. Zok the Gemara, Behilchisa afilo betzaina. So afilo betzaina is muta. That means that you don't have to make hagola. You don't have to make hagola. You just wash it off and finish. Now, before we go further, let us share the problem that Rashi is going to be moira. Now, there's a tremendous problem. Before we had a shaila, if a person shechted a behema with a sakin shel akum, the treife sakin, do you need klife? So there Rashi said, the Gemara didn't say behilchese. So what does that mean? So I don't know. The Gemara wasn't machia. So la halacha, we have to be machma. Safek deraisa lochumre, and let us say, so what does that mean? So you have to make klife. There was a blia. Why do you have to make there was a bliya. Why was there a bliya? So, with the stuma alchem in the Gemara. Beis ha-shchita reiseyach. The beis ha-shchita is hot. There's a bliya. So, now you have to make klif. Here, the Gemara clause, here I shechted a behem. I found that it's a treife. And I'm clearing, what do I do with the sakin? Did the sakin get a bliya from the shamnunis of the treife? No problem. Just wash it off. No problem. So here we have Stira, this mamish, this the previous Gemara, the Gemara was not machia, and here the Gemara says v'hilchas ha-betzayna. This problem Rashi here. Zot Rashi, v'gabi sakin shel heta, hu de posak hilchas ha-leitere. By a sakin shel heta, he paskin that it's muta. Dlay itza bebliyazu the kasha hu livloyam. Because a sakin is a davar kosher. El al yedei resichem. That means the chaim of the base hashchita. The chaim of the base hashchita is not warm enough to be mavliya in the sakin abliya. You need resiche. You need it should be bubbling and boiling. But the chaim of the base hashchita is not enough. But a sack in the Isur, Eshalayim Dekechavim, Beplukta Delel. Loi Posak, there the Gemara didn't paskin, Hilchese Lekule, that Hadoche helps. Bibnei Shahasakin Asuro, Vaha Boso Rach Livloya. Boso can be Beleya. So Rashi is giving us guidelines. That means there's a certain amount of heat which is sufficient to be mavliya in bosa, but is not sufficient to be mavliya in a sakin. So if you have a sakin, the isur, and here shamnun is on it, let's understand it very good. It's shamnun is on it, and lemaisa, the shamnun is will be nivla in the beis hashchita, because the chaim of the beis hashchita, since it's sufficient to be mavliya in the bosa of the base hashchita, it's a davarach. So a smaller chaim is sufficient to be mavliya. Masha enken, when you're speaking about the sakin, that the sakin should get a bliya from the shamnunis of the bosa or treifa, the sakin is a davar kosher, you need a larger chaim in order to be mavliya. So that's how Rashi is Eisei Shalom b'mreimov. That's why here the Gemara says v'ilchasa afilu b'tzoinon, and the Gemara before was not machia, because they were speaking about mavliya in the bosal, and that the chaim of the beis hashchita is sufficient into mavliya into the sakin. The chaim of the beis hashchita is not sufficient. Then the Gemara says further. So we just said that now. But saying that you can wash it off. Ve'i ike b'lisa de parsa lemichperei. If you have a curtain, a v-loin, you have an old piece of material from a curtain, and it seems these curtains were a rough material, and you can clean it off with this rough material, like tzarech, then you don't need water. A rough material will wipe off the shamnunis of the treife from the sakin, and it's sufficient. It's a waterless cleaner. So mamela, you can use this. So the Gemara says, fine, now we know everything. We paskin, so the way Rashi explained that the chaim of the beis hashchita cannot be mavliya in the sakin. So Mamela found it, so that's why you don't have to make a gol on the sakin. Laman the oma bechamim my time. Mishum the Kabbalah isure. He holds it is Beleya Isure. That means he holds this Shtiktoire that Rashi had said that the Chaim of the Beis Hashchita is only sufficient to be Mavli in Boser and not to be Mavli in the Sakin, because the Sakin is a Dovah Kosher. He holds, no, you don't make Chalukim Lach. And just like the Chaim of the Beis Hashchita is Mavli in the Boser, so the chaim of the beis hashchita keep him mavli in the sakin. So if you have here, you have a chaim of the beis hashchita, and you have shamnunis of a treif, and that's mavli in the sakin. So that's what he holds. You have to cash in the sakin. That's what he holds. Frek the gemore, lamantabam bachamam my time, mishim de kabbali isure. Fragt die Gemara, der Teiren am Ebola, eben in der Chai. So, fragt die Gemara, because I have a tremendous problem. So, why are you talking about? You're talking about you have to kasher a sakin. If you had, you shechted a behemoth. And you found out that this behemoth is a treife, so he said, the shamnunis of this treife assels the sakin. It becomes nivla in the sakin from the chaim of the beis hashchita, fragt the gemara, so why talk about that? Because it's a treife. Every kosher animal, before the gemar shchita, it's eva min achai. So lemaise the sakin to the chaim of the beis hashchita, got a bliya of Eva Minachai, says you have to kash every sakin. Why are you speaking about sakin treifa? Sakin that you found that the behema was a treifa? Then you have a problem to kash the sakin. Every sakin you have to kash, because they got a bliya from Eva Minachai. Let's see again the Gemara. My time, Lamanda Mabachame, my time, Mishim de Kabole Isura, because it was Balaya Isa, the Teire, I feel it wasn't a treifa. Nami Bolo, Eva Minachai, some of my every second, you should have to kasha after each shritim. So the Gemara says, Amos Bolo, when is it Balaya? Lechi Chaimo. That the belia is when it gets hot. Emes kochaimo lechigomro shchite. By the gemar of the shchite, then the heat that we say the shchite, the base of shchite is reiseyach, that it's hot enough to be mavliya, that's by the gemar of shchite. Then we have the highest heat that exists in the behemoth, b'shas the gemara shchite, then it's mavliya. So if it's a treife, it's mavliya in the sakin, so the sakin needs a gola. But if it's a kosher, so kol's mam, we want goyma the shchite, so there's not enough heat to be mavliya in the sakin. So there's no problem of eva minachai. In b'shas with goyma the shchite, then we have enough heat to be mavliya, so then it's no more even minachai. That's the Gemara's parents. Zot Rashi, blise de parsa le michpere, chatiches beged yishone koshe, rough, ashpera belaz, v'yofele kaneich, a rough piece of material is good to clean a sake. Blise chaticha beluya, the parse, kidemetagaminen, mosach ha-pesach parse. That's a curtain. The michpere lekanchoi. Chavere begitten benebuzradon, boy lechpure, yodei bahaygavre. He wants to clean himself off with himself. Abay nebuzradon, rashes benirin keser, it says on the side. Be'ezre, קורי למזרקי כיפורי, זו אבר שם שמכאן רבו בעצפוי מן אדם, משום דקבולו שעמנו נסתת חייף. So now, רשי יזקש. אבו, so the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha as follows. Every behemo kshero, you should have to Kasha the Sakin, because it was Beileya Shamnunis of Eva Minachai. And that, the Gemara answered, no, it's only Beileya Bishas Tachayim. And Bishas Tachayim, that's, it's not, no more Eva Minachai. In fact, Rashi, I have another problem. This dam there, in the base of Shchita, there's dam. So Lechayre, why doesn't the dam of the Beis HaShchita asa the sake? This is Rashi's akash. In fact, Rashi, avol abliyas dam, loichayish, shahasakin koshu. Now, afilu to the Mandi Omer that says that the Beis HaShchita is reiseyach in its boileya, mipsa, mishamnunis of the treife, But even lechay shesakin koshu, vein dam nivla boy, the dam will not be nivla. Ella she'elo sham nunis shehi nivleis bein berach nivlas bein berach bein bekosh. So Rashi says a shtik teire that Rashi says more than kazachen over here. Rashi is putting down klolim. I mean, Rashi hears a gemara and Rashi is to put all the pieces together. So Rashi says we hear here, so we paskin that, this person paskin that you have to kasher it, if nafka when it's treife. And so what's with the dam? So Rashi says, shamnunis is nivla aflo bekoshe. But dam is not nivla bekoshe. And before we go further, there's a kasher that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. Let us just see for 1 minute, afkuf yud aleph on the base. This is 6 lines from the top, Kuf Yudala from the base. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel Sakin Sheshochad Bo Oso Lachtech Bo Reiseyach. If you shechted with a sakin, you're not allowed to use this sakin to cut hot meat with it. You shechted it. Memra of Shmuel, Sakin Sheshochet Bo, Oso Lachtech Bo Reiseyach. You're not allowed to, with this Sakin, you're not allowed to cut at me. Let's see what Rashi says. Aidi, the base Sakin Sheshochet Bo, Zot Rashi, Aidi, the base Ashrita Reiseyach. The base Ashrita is hot. Boileya HaSakin Min Adam. So it gets Boileya from the Dam. Ba'osa lachtech bo reiseyach. Bibnei shechayzer a pilot boy, because the sakin will be pilot into the reiseyach. No? So here it says, claw, not like Rashi said, the whole shtek teure, it's kosher, and after shamnunis, and then shamnunis can be nivla from the chaim of the beis hashchita. But dam? Dam can't be nivla. Zot Nachlas David, I mean, the Rishonim have big problems with this. Zot Nachlas David, you have a kash and Rashi. The Shmuel held that Dam is also Mavliya in the Chaim Beis Hashchit is Mavliya Dam. That's what Shmuel held. Agemore Paskin Veilchese that, we paskin now like Shmuel. What's the ekveld? You hear me? Rashi's explaining, Rashi's very innocent. Rashi explaining Agamora. Agamora says, if you shecht a kosher animal, there's no problem. Only a treif is a problem. So Rashi rose the question, what's with the dam? Agamora holds that dam, the chaim of the base ashchite, is not hot enough to be mavli in the sakin. That's what Agamor holds. Shmuel disagrees. No, Shmuel's entitled to his opinion. No, no problem about it. That's Shmuel. We don't paskin like Shmuel. We paskin that it's not mavli. As Isaac Tanachlos David, but the Rishonim were not happy with this at all. Well, Kaponim, the vile were learning Rashi. The Teira Nami, ki shochet bo behem ekshere nibo yagole, tabola shan nunis deive minachai koidem gmar shchite. Fine. That's agamore alibe derash. Now let's see Taisus. Hashoichet besakin shaloide kechovim rav oma koilev. Rav says, Koiluf. So now, Taisus, let's speak a little Isamainik. Taisus had a problem. Rav says, Kailev, we said before Loshin of Rashi, it's an Isura de Raisa, you have to, Kailev. So Taisus had a problem, a double problem, that what, we have a klal stam kalim shel akum enam bnei yaimam. I don't have to declare that when I get a keli from a guy, I don't have to declare that he used it today. I could assume he used it 24 hours ago, number one. And if it's not a ben yaimai, so it's nice and tam levgam. So it's nice and tam levgam. Nice and tam levgam is mutter. It means if you cook something in a treifa pot and it's not a ben yoyme, you're allowed to eat it. It's nice and tam levgam is mutter. So Mamela, Taisus had a tremendous problem over here. Taisus had a problem since Stam Kalim of Akim is not a ben yoyme, and nice and tam levgam is mutter. So why does Rav say Kalim? Why do you need Klifa for that? That doesn't answer. Zok Taisvis, Tzorich Lahamid B'yoidin Bo Shehi Bas Yoim. We have to make an akimta, even though the Gemara didn't mention it, but Hamasko Yavid. I mean, if you're learning the Gemara, it says you need Khalifa. So we have to say we're speaking about that we know that it's a Bas Yoim. The Hilav Hochi. Amai koylef l'ra, v'ostam kelim, shalayv dekechavim, einam b'nei yoyim. Now, before we go further, now, Taisus is going to prove these two yesaydes, that stam kelim, einam b'nei yoyim, and Rav is a tzatol zoso, neisam tam of kamiz mutter. But before we go into this, Taisus in Aveda Zore, avdav samachesam at base, also handles this problem. And Taisvah says, one Teretz, it's speaking about, that we know it's a Ben Yoyme, some Amele, Rassels. Then Taisvah says, the Hosam Taime Mishum Shamnunis. We're talking about a dirty knife. The Iser Hanidvak Bedoifne Hasakin Shehu Be'en. So Taisus says, Taisus over there says a second teretz, the whole din that an Einei Ben Yoimai is a tam pogum is speaking about a bliya. I have a bliya in the keli and it's a not a Ben Yoimai, it's a tam pogum. But if I have Ben, so the Ben is not a tam pogum. So there's no problem. So there's no problem. So there's no problem whatsoever. Tam Kalim is about by Kalim. There's a din of an Einei Ben Yoimai is a tam pogum. By a Be'en, there's no problem whatsoever. As Isaac Taisus. Zokta Nachlas David, number one. He said, Rashi did not address this. This is a problem. Taisus was a tremendous problem. Rav says Kailav, and Rashi says Sofik de Raisa Lechumre, and it's we're talking about Yisuri de Raisa. There's a problem. A Tam Pogum doesn't answer. Why doesn't Rashi address this problem? So the Nachlas David wants to say, because Rashi said, it's speaking about a dirty knife. Because the other man, the Omer that says, you need Hadoche. So Rashi says, why do you need a doche? So Rashi says, it's a dirty knife. So Mamela, it's a dirty knife. So by a dirty knife, there's no problem of tam pogum. Rashi held like the second teretz, which is a big machlokes rishayim. Therefore, Rashi did not have to say anything. I mean, Rashi said that, of course, it's speaking about the shamnunis, because why do you need kinuach? Why do you need a doche? It's speaking about the Shamnunis. So if it's the Shamnunis, so now you know. So it's Mabliya. The Shambai Shamnunis is no problem of Tampok. Now we have to understand Taisvis. What is Pshat and Taisvis? Taisvis all of a sudden is a problem that it's a Tampogum and Taisvis to make a Kimtis. So there's a machlokes, the Taz and the Shach, Pshat and Taisus. The Taz says, there's a big machlokes of Rishonim, and this, or what we say, what Taisus holds is zicher possible because it's a big machlokes of Rishonim. The Rishonim that hold the small amount of Shamnunis that is attached to a Sakin, that in the after 24 hours it also become a tampon. This small amount of shamnun is not speaking about a big piece of lard. We're speaking about small shamnunis that's attached to a sakin, that's dovek to a sakin. In 24 hours, the tam that'll come out of this shamnunis will be a tampon. That's what Taisus held. That's what Taisus didn't want to say, the teretz, that the second teretz that Taisus says in Avodah Zarah, the shamnunis. The shamnunis also becomes a tampogam. So Taisus says, Rabbi, we have to make an akimta. The Gemara mentioned it, but I'm asking Yovan, that Al-Koch is speaking about it, we know it's a ben yoimai. That's how the Taz learns pshat in Taisus. The Shach says, no. Taisus learned it speaking about a clean sakin. No. Talk about a dirty sakin? Talk about a clean sakin. As Isaac Tishach. Stam sakin is noki. If we'd be speaking a dirty sakin, there's no problem. A dirty sakin, there's no problem of tampogin, but stam sakin is a clean sakin. Fine. Frek the Nachlus David Moiradik. Talk about a clean sakin. So what is the svore of Rabbi Baba Chone that says you need hadoche? You're talking about a clean sakin. So Rab says, fine, a clean sakin, let's speak about a benyoyim, wonderful. And Rab says, the beis hashchit is reiseyach. It's reiseyach, so memele, so is mavliya, from the time of the time, we have a clean sakin, but it's a reiseyach. So the tam heiser that's balu and the sakin goes into the beis hashchite and it's mavliya kedei klip. Fine, that's Rabbi Baba Chona holds it's tzoyna, it's not mavliya. Well, fine, so tzoyna. So why do you need meidiach? What are you cleaning over there? Why are you meidiach over there? Stochat. A pachad neira. But speaking about a clean sakin, that's how the Shach learns pshat and taisvus. Zuk tenachlus dovid, so we see from this Shach amu'uyim de kechidish. We see from this Shach, there's a belia, and it would seem a belia is something. There's a be'en in the doifnei akeli. There's something, the belia, there's a be'en there. It's balu in the doifnei akeli. The chaim of the beis hashchite is strong enough to be maflit the bliya from the sakin. We have a clean sakin, but now you put it, you have the chaim of the beis hashchite. So the chaim of the beis hashchite is strong enough to be maflit the bliya that was balua in the sakin. Now, if we would look right now at the sakin, we'll see there's something coming out of the sakin. But it is not strong enough to be mavliyed in the bosa of the beis hashchite. But what do you have now? We have X amount of chaim. We have X amount of chaim. And we have a big machlokes. What this chaim can do? Rabbi Baba Chone held this chaim could be mavlit the belia from the sakin. So now if you'd look at the sakin and see there's, it's sweating, you'll see something coming out of the sakin. But it's not strong enough to be mavliyed in the bosa of the beis hashchite. So it's on the surface of the beis hashchite. So you have to be mediach, so you have to clean up. Thus, zamir de kechidish, that we see from the Shach. So we have here these two mahalchim. In Taisvis, if Taisvis learned, we're speaking about that there is Shamnunis on the Sakin. And Taisvis holds that by Shamnunis Gufim, Taisus holds by Shamnunis, Gufa des Amachloike, there's also a din of Tampogum, and therefore Taisus has to make an Ekimte that it's speaking about that Yoideya boy that it's a Ben Yoim, right? That's how the Taz learns, and the Shach learns that it's speaking about Stam Sakinim, Asakinim Nikiyim, there's no Shamnunis, but the Choyim, but Rabbi Babachana holds that the Choyim of the Beis HaShchite is strong enough to be maflit the Bliya from the Sakin onto, so now it rubs off on the Beis HaShchite, so now you have to, but it's not Nivla on the Beis HaShchite, so you have to be Mediach. Now Taisus is going to bring Rayas to these two Yesoides, that a Tam Pogum doesn't answer, and that Tam Kalim are not Bnei Yoimim. That's what Tais is going to bring a right. So first of all, Tais says, let's see, Tzorech Lahamid B'yoidim Bo Shehi Bas Yoimim. Di Lavochi Amai Koilu Flora O Tam Kalim Shev Dekrom Eina Bnei Yoimim Bnei Yoimim Dagabi Achpera B'shichro B'perik Basre De Meseches Avoy Dezore. The Gemara brings down, there was a Maise, that Achbor was soaking in Sheikha for 24 hours, and you have a din of Kavush Kimavushel. So now the Sheikha was Boileya, the time of the Achbor. And Rav Asa the Sheikha. And the Gemara is a pilpul, why did Rav Asa the Sheikha, Lachayre, the time that came out from the Achbo is a Tam Pogum. So why did he ask the Sheikh? So the Gemara is two Mahalchim. If one Tam, Mesupakle, the Gemara, Imsova, Rav Nois, and Tam Levgam Mutter, and why did he ask the Sheikh? Because the Achbo is Mashbiach the Sheikh. So Mameus has not called a Tam Pogum. Oi, also. Al Koponim, the Gemara has a suffix that the Moisatzad, that Rav holds that Tam, Nois and Tam Levgam is Mutter. And the whole reason asked the Sheikh, because it's Mashbiach the Sheikh. So what did the Gemara do with our Rav? See if to say that is speaking about B'yoid Nebayshu Ben Yoim. So that's Raya number one, that Rav holds that Tam, that Nisan Tam of Gam is Mutter. The Raya, the Stam Kli, Oivdei Kechovim, Einei B'nei Yoimam, this, the second thing where I'm telling you, that Stam Kelem, Einei B'nei Yoimam, Mishem En Shal Oivdei Kechov, the Stam B'perkei Mamidim, the also, there's a Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Shem En Shal Oivdei Kechovim is also, Umafari Shmur B'gmore, Mishum Dizlifoson, Shall Kalim Aishosam, because I buy shemen from a guy, so they keep it in their Kalim, so the Kalim are Mavliya in the shemen, here's a Vliya of a guy is a Kalim, so Mamela, that's why the shemen is us. Vikoma, Zukhti Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Beis Dinoi Nimnu Olav Itiru. They were Mata Shemen Shalakum. Why? Mishum de Kasavri, Noisin Tam Livgam Mutter. Because they hold it with Tam, yeah, the old Tam of Nais Namagam is Mutter, so may Lebuskate Miron, that the Kalim of the Goyim are maflit into the Shemin, but Al Koponim, that's a Tam Pogum. The Tam Livgam the Koma. Now, that what Rabbi Yehud Nesiya said, it's a Tam Livgam, Haina Mishum the Aina B'nai Yoima, because it's not a Ben Yoima. The Ain Loima, you can't say. Dafilu Avi Hashem Nunes Ben Hu Nois and Tam Levgam B'Shem, and you can't say that's a Tam Levgam. Not I'll say in the Ben Yoim. That's a Tam Levgam because the Kalim, whatever they were Nivla, is Pogim the Shemen. Afilu Ben Yoim would also be Nivla the Shemen. The Kain Koshim as Nisin the Hosom. The Mishneh the Shori Dvash. Dvash Shal Akum is Mutter. Shemen Shal Akum is Osom. If you are afraid that they were ma'arev something in the dvash, mischa, sorry, you'll get kalabil, mischa. If you are afraid that the dvash of goyim, it's boilei from the kalim, loisim tam levgamut. So you see, klo, the Tana holds that a bliya that's poigim, the dvash will not answer the dvash. The gabe shemen asur, and by shemen he asks. Line the time the gabe dvash efiloshem nunis ben loisim tam bedvash levgam. By dvash, whatever the shamunis is poigim the dvash. So then the bli and the keli is also poigim the dvash. That's why it's muta. Aval Hashem and ein abgam elamishim she'ene ben yoimai. So the Tanakama held, since the shamunis be'etzim is not poigim the shaman, that what, even though the bli is not a ben yoimai, but since the bliya is from Shamnunis, which is not Poigim the Shemen, so the bliya also asks, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, no, since it's a nason tam lakam, because it's not a ben yoim. Oide meforish hosom taime, another raya that stam kalim are not a ben yoim. Taima de koiret shel chalsis to osa. One is not permitted to buy a keiret shel chalsis, means a yerek that was cut. Not allowed to buy this from a guy. Do osa, mishum damafsiki lei besakin. It was cut. How was it cut? A guy's knife cut it. Aval gav de noisen tam levgam mutter. Zog de gemore, so vus geit mir on that a guy's knife cut the chalsis, but noisen tam levgam is mutter. So the Gemara says, "Agav chul fer de chilsis machal yalei meshab yalei lishvach." The Gemara says that the sharpness of chilsis is makes that the tam pogum that the keli had makes it a tam mushbach. Ve'istamayu b'nei yoimenin. If you'll say stam kliyakamar ben yoimen. They have it, so you don't have to say, that chalsis is chorif. Stam kelim abnei yoimim. So by stam kelim are not bnei yoimim. So that's you have to say, shtik teure. The only reason the chalsis is also is because the charifis of the chalsis is mashbiach the tam pogum, and it becomes a tam lishvach.